You're in tune with What It Is for Public Radio. I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Carol Rifkin and Bob Hinkle today, talking about the latest crop of Grammy nominees. The Grammy Awards are fast approaching. A lot of these artists that are played on WNCW. Today, we're talking about some of the artists that are in the lineup this year, but also some of the age-old questions of how the Grammys are relevant, especially now as it seems that they're in the decline, and a little bit of the history of how the Grammys work.
The Grammys, having been a member of the group that voted on those for a number of years, what you do if you are a person in the music industry, whether you've been an artist or a producer or a record company executive but in the industry somehow, you can, for a price, it's not that big a price, join the organization that votes on the Grammys, and they'll send you a ballot, preliminary ballots, about, you know, maybe an inch thick, probably 60 pages or something. And on it will be each of the categories and anybody who has been nominated by anybody. So that if for each one of those categories, there's probably 70 or 100, or if it's a category where there are less people in, it'll be less. But you're then allowed to vote. And there are a number of categories. There could be, I may not get the number right, but say 30, 35 categories. And you're allowed to vote in a certain number of them. You can't vote in all the categories. The theory is you vote in the ones where you are most relevant. You know, I was a record company executive, so that made me, you know, irrelevant in all of them, really. No. But I was at a certain kind of a label, so I was expected to vote for those things that I knew the most about. Then the organization will tabulate them, and you'll get a second ballot, which is the real deal, the one that lists only three or four artists per category, and that's the one that really counts. And you send it off to Ernst & Young or whoever the tabulating accountancy is. Then the announced winners are from that list. They tabulate those votes, and that's who wins. That's whose name is on the envelope whenever they open it up. Now, if you were listening to that and you thought, well, gee, that leaves things open a little bit to sort of trading votes, and from my estimation, you're right. I can tell you not so much that it goes on now, but I can certainly tell you that it did go on in olden times. In terms of whether they're meaningful or not now, because the record companies are less meaningful, because the old model of the music business has gotten less meaningful because of the internet, because of a lot more independent music for a lot of reasons, the Grammys are less meaningful, but they still are. I mean, if you track the artists who win in the big categories and if you track their record sales, you're going to find that there's a huge spike in them right after the Grammys happen. So it can't be said that they don't work, because they do.
Bob, what about the nominations process? What do you know about how it is that people become nominated for the Grammys?
Well, I got several calls from friends of mine, artists, and, you know, I had several beers bought for me. if I would, you know, vote for a certain artist. I mean, I'm kidding, but it's true.
But the nomination process, how do you actually get in there to begin with?
Well, you need a lot of sales.
All that has to really happen to get in the first ballot to begin with is somebody who's a member of the organization has to nominate you, to send you back in that big, thick ballot. That's all it has. And you can write in, too. So that's all it
takes. But you have to be a member to nominate
that's
someone.
That's correct.
Very interesting.
What's interesting about this year's Americana album nominees, well, Americana, a relatively new category for the Grammy Awards, is all the familiarity of the names. And all of these artists we play heavily on WNCW, but it's almost like, you know, so late in the career for a lot of them, they've come back to having number one selling albums again, a la Bob Dylan, who's nominated for Together Through Life, along with Levon Helm and Dirt Farmer, Willie and the Wheel, Willie Nelson, Asleep at the Wheel, their collaboration, stalwarts like Wilco and Lucinda Williams, all nominated. And especially for Bob Dylan, Levon Helm, Willie Nelson, and Asleep at the Wheel, it's a kind of the usual suspects trotted out again in a different sort of direction with Americana.
Well, that's okay with me, because that speaks to the staying power of the artist.
That was my thought listening to it too, is that these people all still have the chops.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I can listen to Levon Helm sing The Phone Book, and it's okay with me.
Right. I stood on the side of the stage at Merlefest when he played, and he was on top of his game. I mean, so is Lucinda Williams. All these people, for the most part, are still out there knocking it out. They're not getting it on, resting on their laurels.
Right. So I think in those cases, in spite of the fact that I, from my personal belief, believe that the process is a little bit flawed, these guys have made it through in spite of that and because of their longevity as well. You know, I think that the guys who are trying to make it on for the first time, the best new artist of the year, those are the people that for whom the Grammys are incredibly important and can mean the difference between, you know, being over the top or just before the top.
What do you think? Email us whatitis@wncw.org. Your thoughts on this year's Grammy nominees or the Grammy Awards in general. I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Carol Rifkin and Bob Hinkle. Until next time.